This is the Blacks on Mics podcast. You are now on that crank. Good afternoon. Can you hear me?
I can.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. How are you feeling today?
I am good. I am well. The pollen tried to take me down during the 41-mile ride this morning, but I think I won.
All right, awesome. I got in about the same amount of miles today myself.
Cool.
All right, let's get this thing popping, baby. All right, welcome to episode number 13 of Blacks on Bikes podcast. You are now on that crank. And today, I have with me none other than Miss Chandrika Fee. How you doing today, ma'am?
I am well. I'm grateful. Hello, everybody.
Tell them where you are. Tell them where you're at.
I am in Columbus, Georgia.
She's right here with me, people. She's right here with me, right here in GA, baby.
This is where I met her.
Awesome. All right, so let's get right into it. So where are you originally from?
I am originally from Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. Moved here to serve a ministry and to finish school.
Finish school. All right.
Now, yes, sir. I pursued a degree in biblical studies.
Gotcha. Now, briefly, just tell us, now I know that you spent some time overseas. Can you tell us about that really quickly?
I had the privilege of spending time in China. I spent 2 years in China teaching oral English and planting a church.
Let me ask you what's oral English?
What we speak today, communication, the way we communicate, the way we speak. It's oral means of obviously it means to speak aloud or okay. Communicate aloud. And so I taught students how to communicate in English. I taught freshmen college students.
Gotcha. All righty. Now, second question is, how long have you been cycling?
I'm thinking 6 to 7 years, but 4 years very seriously.
Okay. Who got you into cycling? I mean, was it something that you seen, heard, or like me, I was just like, man, I'm getting older, so I got to find a life sport. How did you actually, like I say, get into cycling?
Well, while I was in China, I did a lot of traveling. Just kind of my being there opened my whole world up or opened me up to a whole new world. So I did a lot of traveling before going to China. I was in church a lot as a minister, as a preacher's kid. So when I went to China, there was lots of opportunities to travel. So I was, you know, just outside a lot, going to different towns and traveling to other parts of the country, traveling even to Hong Kong. And so when I came back to the States, back to Columbus, I tried going back to the pews, tried going back to church as I did prior to being in China. Right. And I just didn't fit anymore. Right. So I wanted to be outside. I wanted to experience that sense of travel, if you will, or adventure on a weekly basis. So I went and bought a bike, went to Walmart, bought a bike.
Went to Walmart and bought a bike. That's I hear a lot of people start from that same place of either Target. For me, it was Target and Walmart too as well. Now, you actually went a couple of steps further than just cycling. You went from zero to hero. You went from cycling to swimming. I mean, from cycling to running to tries. So tell us about that evolution really quickly.
Well, I started cycling and, you know, I gave myself 16-mile ride. And then from a 16-mile ride, I would connect with people and that turned into, 19 miles or 20. And that 20 miles turned into 30 and that 30 turned into 50 and that 50 turned into 68 turned into 100. And I started to do 100-mile rides. well, I couldn't really top that. So as I evolve or grow, I started, you know, seeking to do other things, and to do a tribe was next. So I picked up running, because I swim and ride regularly. I have for the last few years. So I just started learning how to run last September.
Gotcha. Now you're part of Black Girls Run, is that?
I am. Yes.
Now, when will you be doing your first try? Have you done your first try, or you have it coming up?
I have it coming up. It's in June.
In June. Where is that going to be located?
Callaway Gardens. Callaway. My first try will be a sprint.
Okay. Okay. So how do you know, can you tell us how many miles running, cycling, and swimming the sprint is?
I don't know. And I'm kind of not wanting to know on purpose.
I got you. I got you.
Don't want to be intimidated. I just want to be prepared for every sport and give it my best. I know I'm thinking the run is no less than 3 miles. Maybe right. The swim is 500, and maybe the cycling is 9 miles or 10, maybe even 20.
Right.
I don't want to, honestly, I just want to show up and give it my best. I don't want to be anxious about it before I start.
I got you. And I think you're pretty close on those numbers. I said I was going to do a try here one day. It won't be this year, I don't think, but
be cool.
Yeah, I can swim, but I actually have to train for that 500, I'm sure. Yeah. So what
you got
does
it.
Yeah, I'm sure I could do it, but anyway. You know, I actually and running too. I actually chose the Navy. I actually looked at the boot camps and said, okay, who runs the less? That's actually how I chose my field.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it is. That's actually how I chose which branch of service I was going to go into. Yeah. So with all that said, bringing it back around to cycling, in one word or a couple of words, can you kind of sum up how does cycling make you feel?
Cycling. Okay, go ahead.
Or what does it mean to you?
Cycling for me makes me feel the free that I am. Oftentimes, we're distracted from the freedom that we are. And maybe I need to even speak more for myself. I feel that place of existence. That is freedom is an existence for me. And so, but not all the time do I get to focus on it. You know, there's laundry to fold and the yard needs to be cut and it's time to go to work and I got to get an education. And I have this project and that project. So
right.
When I cycle, I get to really live in or experience that freedom that I already am. And I think oftentimes people say, you know, it just allows me to be free. And that's not my story. I am free, but it allows me to focus on that place in which I exist. And so that's what it means to me. It's time to talk to God, be reflective, to pull on wisdom. Oftentimes riding with people, it's an opportunity to learn from other people. It's an opportunity to build relationships. Cycling should be a diverse sport. And so I enjoy the diversity that I experience riding with other people. So it's a lot of things. It's spiritual for me, even. Right. Even the unity that comes with riding in groups and the working together towards one goal is something that I really love. It's a sense of worship, even for me, as we come together to, like I said, to accomplish one goal. That is right. To, you know, get somewhere and get back and
have a lot of
how
fun.
We do that. Yeah, have a lot of fun on the way. Yeah.
Right. And now that you mentioned that, you are also an ambassador for Ride On Bikes. Can you kind of briefly tell us, you know, how you became an ambassador? What's the process of that too as well?
Well, they just put out a clarion call. Hey, we're looking for some ambassadors for this year. They were asking for about 20. And honestly, I didn't think I would get it. I just applied for it. And I was accepted as one of the ambassadors. And nothing has changed. I'm just as much an advocate for cycling as I was before I got the will, if you will, the go to become an ambassador. Is now have a name for it. So I'm just an advocate for cycling. I love it. So now there's a name for it.
Right. Well, I think that's awesome, man. I think that's awesome. Because you're definitely an ambassador for cycling in my eyes. No, seriously, because you just, I mean, you just ride, and you, when we do go ride, you always are mindful of the beginners and actually everyone in the group. So, you know what I'm saying? I applaud you for that.
Thank you so much.
Now, how many people have you, or do you think you've introduced into cycling?
That I can recall, just two, but I've been told that there's more. So I don't know. You know, I don't keep up with it. I just, you know, present it as an opportunity. As far as I can, you know, I mean, maybe three or four or five. I don't know. Some people that I've introduced to it don't live here anymore, so it's hard to kind of keep up with.
Introduce them, though, so it still matters.
Gosh.
You know we're helping their lifestyle.
Go ahead. Yeah.
It's really about helping people, like, say, change of lifestyle and enjoy the sport that we love.
Right. I think that when you love it that much, it's kind of hard to keep up with who you've introduced or how many. You just want people to enjoy it. You know, you just want to pull in as many people as possible.
Right. Well, and the reason why I ask that is because I've actually, in the past couple of weeks, just actually started making a conscious effort to, you know, stop and meet people and say, hey, hello. Because, you know, a lot of times when we're out on the trail, we're actually just concentrating on our ride, you know, if we start out below. So I actually around quite a bit. You probably can see that on Instagram, stuff like that. And actually ride, you know, chase people down. Like, hey, how you doing? You know, and they're kind of looking at me crazy at first. But I love it, man. I love it.
That's awesome. I enjoy the pictures. And, you know me. I speak to the people you do post. If you tag them, I'll say hello to them. And I've asked about the last couple you posted. I asked them, where are they being? You know, right. So
I've seen that.
I'm glad that you slowed down the move. I love to go really fast. So in that moment when I'm cycling, I am focused on what I'm doing. But, you know, aside from actually being on my bike, I just left a barbecue where I, you know, ask people to come along. I will walk you through it, walk with you through it, introduce you to it, ride with you, anything you need, I will help.
Right.
Don't bother me when I'm on my bike, though.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, there's those days, you know, when I'm just, you know, focused, just kind of throw your hand up and keep going. But
right.
Just trying to get better at speaking and building community.
Yeah.
Now, since you started cycling and being more active, has it changed your eating habits at all? Or your focus on your nutritional intake?
Well, you know, definitely, especially since I've started to prepare or train for a try, I've had to concentrate on my nutritional intake. I've just had to be more conscious. Maybe it didn't change how I ate, but I definitely had to be more conscious. So if I knew the day before, you know, or 2 days before that I was going to ride in a 100-mile race, that I need to make sure I have pasta in my refrigerator or go somewhere and have pasta. I need to make sure I keep carbs, you know, in my system because I know the next day I'm going to need them. But it's not something, it didn't change, you know, how I ate just on a regular basis. It just made me be more conscious. If I know that Tuesday night I'm riding, I need to make sure the night before that I eat well. I know that my energy is coming from the food that I ate the night before, not that day. And so, you know, things like that. But it didn't change, you know, my daily intake. I recently became a vegetarian, and it wasn't because of cycling. It was because I was just challenged in a conversation to try it.
Okay.
So you know, I've had to learn how to be a vegetarian and be as active as I am. And that has been a very good, fun challenge.
Right.
I've really come to love the challenge.
Did that, you know, going into being a vegetarian, did it cause you to start to learn to read labels? Products, did you pay more attention to that now? Do you pay more attention to that now?
No, and only because but being a vegetarian is just about not eating meat. I think you have to read those labels when you are vegan, because you have to make sure there's, you know, no gluten and no wheat and no eggs and dairy and things like that. I'm not that far.
I got you.
So I just choose to eat no meat. So that's hard. It's not, I mean, it's easy just to walk past the meat section.
Yeah. Now, yeah. Did you feel a slight decline in your energy when you became a vegetarian? So now do you have to be more conscious of trying to take in more protein? And where do you get that from if you do?
I do have to be more conscious in how I take my protein. If there was a decline in energy, but I just didn't know that it was from that, you know.
Right.
I had to figure that out. It's because I made this change.
Right.
And so, but I just walked it out. I just walked out the process. I knew that I was committed to learning about this. So, yeah, I just kept introducing protein. I keep beans in the cabinet. I cook them. I buy frozen protein products that are quick.
Can you give us an example of one?
One of the things I buy that's quick to eat that I can warm up is called, again, I have it in my freezer. I have to go and look and see.
Yeah.
It's called Sweet Earth. It's a protein lover's functional breakfast burrito.
Gotcha.
Functional is probably the key word.
Is it good?
I love it. It's cage-free eggs, quinoa, cheddar cheese, and meatless benevolent bacon and Tuscan savory grounds, et cetera, et cetera. It says it's the flavor of a meat lover's pizza.
Hold on one second. Meatless benevolent bacon.
Bacon.
Okay. I'm going to have to wrap my head around. I have to Google that one.
Right.
Definitely,
but it says protein lovers, you know, so it's you don't really taste any bacon. Superfoods in it are red bell pepper, basil, fire roasted tomatoes, quinoa, which is full of protein, and flaxseed.
Find it.
Say that again.
Where did you find it? At what store?
Publix is where I found it first. But I was at Walmart the other day. It's cheaper at Walmart. Go figure. Publix is over $3.
Okay.
At Walmart, it's under three, way under three.
Did they have a pretty good selection of good flavors?
It seems as though there are only maybe about four. I always get the breakfast burrito. They have one with tofu in it.
Okay. I've never tried.
I don't like that. Because the tofu feels a little rubbery.
Yeah. All right. And here's another question, because I get this, or I see these in posts a lot in Facebook groups and stuff a lot. Do you ride with or without music?
I ride without music. Reason being is, well, I started riding with music at first, and one day I accidentally left my earphones and got addicted to the wind being my music. I love to hear that wind in my ears. Love it.
Yeah.
And I've not used earphones since.
Yeah, I mean the wind and those, that buzz of those tires, man. It's adrenaline.
Or the sound of my chain rotating.
Right. Definitely. Yeah.
Definitely shouldn't ride with music in your ears if you're with someone.
Yeah, I find that to be kind of rude.
Yes.
And very be unsafe too as well.
Yeah.
So we've had this discussion with Miss Chandrika today. Now, before you go, is there anything that you want to tell someone that's thinking about getting into cycling and buying a bike?
Well, definitely connect with someone else who is more experienced. I would not suggest going into a bike shop. I wouldn't even suggest going to Walmart like I did, or to Target like you did. But really connect with somebody, someone who is experienced, who's doing it, who does it faithfully and consistently. Ask questions. Hopefully they'd be willing to walk through it with you. I've gone to the bike shop with my two friends that I can recall to help them pick out bikes and giving them advice on what to buy in the store rather than online, or what they can buy online rather than in the store. Mm-hmm. So connect with someone who's already doing it, someone personal that you know, that you can trust, that will help you walk through it, that's passionate about it and want you to have the best experience. One of my friends just learned to clip in, she was taught to clip in. She practiced clipping in at the store like I did, but there was no one there for me when I clipped in to ride outside on the street. So my first time, I hit the ground, hurt myself. And I hit the ground twice trying to learn how to ride while the bike was moving and clipping in. So I met up with her at a track and field, and where she could, use the track to build, to start, get some momentum, and then, ride it onto the field. So if she fell over, she wouldn't fall on concrete. But there was nobody to tell me that. Right. So you have to connect with people. So that night, that was this last Thursday, first time clipping in that earlier that day, and we're actually rolling on the bike. Later on that night, we went riding on a 26-mile ride. She rode the entire 26 miles without falling. That is unheard of.
Yeah, that's definitely unheard of. Was it Adrian?
Yes.
It was Adrian or Tammy?
Adrian.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And
we was talking about that on that ride. She was a little nervous about that.
But it's about being connected. It's about asking questions and communicating and, not isolating yourself. I want to get into cycling and just go and buy and do and be and not really know what you're getting into. So I got to help her not do some of the things that I did, not make the mistakes that I made.
Right. And people are finding.
It was rewarding for me to see her, ride that long and ride heels and not fall and get all the way back to the car and not fall. That was rewarding even for myself.
Yes. And people are find there's the people in the community are more than willing to share their knowledge and to help you, and they go out their way to give their time. So for all the listeners, don't think that, you've seen your friend cycling and you want to call them and say, hey, I need some help. You're not bothering. They're going to actually probably jump at the opportunity to help you.
Yes. If they are committed and serious riders, then they definitely have a heart to see you be the same. So don't be intimidated by them and I'm just starting, so they probably aren't going to be. Don't do that. Call, reach out, connect, and let someone help you.
Exactly. Well, all right, Miss Chandrika Fee. Make sure I get that right. Is there anything else that that you want to share that maybe I left out, or a question I didn't ask, or anything like that?
Not that I could think of. I think I'm good with answering the questions you asked.
Well, awesome. And we definitely want to say good luck to you on your first try
coming up
soon in Callaway Gardens, which is about Callaway Gardens, about 40 miles north of Columbus.
Is it that far? 40?
Yeah, I think it's about 40 miles.
Okay.
Somewhere off in that 30, 40. 40 miles, something
like it doesn't that. Feel like it, It doesn't feel like it's that far.
You know,
when you drive.
Yeah, when you're driving. You start heading up those roads on that bike, you're gonna run into some hills.
and then you'll feel like it's 40 miles north.
Exactly, because you know it's it gets more hilly as you head towards, you know, Pine Mountain, Atlanta way. So,
right.
All right, like I said, thank you so much for getting on here and sharing your information and how you got started into cycling. I know it's gonna help some other newcomers to this sport that we love. All right.
Sure.
All right. Well, hang tight, and I'll hit you back in just a second. So just want to say thank all of the listeners. Well, I want to thank all the listeners to listen to episode number 13 with Ms. Chandrika Fee. All right? And we'll see you guys on the next episode. Bye-bye.